We're gonna lose the world's deadliest assassin because of rush hour.
We could wrap this thing up if you'd let me monster truck it.
You wanna drive on top of all these cars? I don't think so.
When are you going to develop a backbone?
This is Jason David Frank, Tommy the Green Ranger, and you are listening to The Command Center.
Welcome to a collaboration between the Pop Culture Network and the Geekcast Radio Network. This is From the Command Center, the podcast, episode 38. I am one of your hosts, DFJ and Mike, and joining me from PCN is Scotty Cash.
What's up?
What's going on? And this episode and the next episode, but episode 39, Spade of the Bolt Matrix, the Super Sentai guy, is not going to be with us. He was stuck at work. So Scotty is back for now, and some interesting things came up since the last time we recorded, or at least for me they did, because finally I don't have too much longer to wait for episodes to be on Netflix for Megaforce. Yes, that's right, Megaforce was added to Netflix since the last time we recorded.
Yeah, it's actually on there. I was going to tell you about that.
Yeah. Oh no, once I refreshed my homepage one time, I'm like, ooh, Megaforce is on there. Cool. Now I don't have to hunt all the episodes down that I haven't been watching.
I just want to go on record to say that Megaforce is actually god stinking effing awful. Just for the record. All the way around. I can't even get into it. I mean, it's terrible. I don't like anything about Megaforce. The only thing I like is the morphers and the cards they put in the morphers, just because it's kind of different.
Kind of different. Did you never watch Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yeah, but it's not a Power Rangers.
It's still a card game.
Well, it's different than the Power Ranger canon.
Yeah. So yeah, we are here. Today we're going to be continuing the Green Candle Part 2 commentary. When Spada and I did the part one commentary, when we were watching that episode, I completely forgot about the monster. And both of us, when we saw, we were like, oh, wait, she got control of Dragonzord again. And at the end, the real Dragonzord shows up. I'm like, who's the other? Oh, it's the monster. It totally shocked the two of us.
I haven't seen it for a long time, so I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm sure it'll refresh us.
Yeah, it'll refresh us. Anything else you want to bring up before we get to it?
I just released a review of the seasons 8 through 12 DVD set, so make sure they check that out.
Cool. You'll have to send me a link to that, and I'll put it in the post.
Okay.
All right. As usual, after the Morpher sound effect, that's when you start your DVD player, PC, whatever you're watching this on, Netflix, to sync yourself up with the commentary. We'll be back in a moment.
Another ranger must go in.
I'll go. Forget it. No way. Look, it makes sense. I'm the only other ranger who's ever been there. It's way too dangerous.
It's your only chance, Tommy.
No. There's no way I'm gonna risk something happening to Jason because of me.
Look, Tommy, you're one of us. You're a Power Ranger, man. I'm not gonna stand by and watch while we lose a teammate.
Jason speaks for all of us, Tommy.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
While we're watching this intro,
yes.
Seasons seasons 8 through 12
mm-hmm.
got to be the best five seasons. Evs, like, as a whole. You know what I mean? Like, it's Lightspeed Rescue, Time Force, Wild Force, Ninja Storm, and Dino Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to make a better box set than this box set here.
Well, December 3rd, the entire 20 seasons comes out, so...
Yeah, for $1 trillion.
$650 to be exact, oh, yeah. But yeah.
Which is close to $1 trillion.
No, not even.
I guess they're not going to catch us back up.
No, not on Netflix, it doesn't.
Like, at this point, like, you're just... Well, I guess this is the first time he's going to lose his powers, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Because in part one, he learned that by touching the green candle, it started sucking his... It's kind of like that whole thing with Kimberly later, where her life force is attached to her power coin.
Right.
And, yeah.
I guess I should just say, like, later on when he's trying to lose his powers, it's like he should just be used to it. It's like, look, dude, this happens.
Yeah. Seeing the two of them together, it's like, hey, it's Christmas time, everybody. Zach never wears his color.
Yeah, never ever. His pants are always black.
Usually, in that scene, they were blue.
Were they?
But yeah. Blue with a orange and yellow and kind of a black striped shirt. See, look, they're blue.
Yep. In the 90s, the big thing was for the younger black crowd, I guess you would say, was called like cross colors, and that's a lot of their stuff that were like that. So I would imagine that they're just trying to make him look like he's wearing cross colors of sorts, you know, without the logos and stuff.
Yeah.
You stay here, we'll be right back.
That guy. He changes the... Shut up, Goldar. We don't want to hear... This guy. He changes into various versions of the Zords. And in the first part, just to catch you up, since you hadn't seen it in a while, in the first part, he was Dragon Zord for the longest time, and basically how it was revealed was that Zordon said Rita got control of the actual Dragon Zord again. And that's not what happened. The actual Dragon Zord showed up and there was two of them.
Oh.
And when Spade and I...
Dragon Zord? Tommy?
Yeah, yeah. But when Spade and I first saw it, I'm like, how are there two? Why are there two? And then the monster revealed himself. I'm like, oh, I so totally didn't see that coming.
Doesn't later on, like, he gets hit and he starts like flashing through all the Zords, or did that already happen?
That's what happened in part one.
Oh, okay.
And he gets hit and he starts flashing through all of them. What are these two nuts doing?
I don't know. Poor Bulky needs a hand.
Yeah, Zach does look like someone that would be on an In Living Color dance floor.
And that's exactly what he was probably going for.
Yeah.
Like, what did the preppy white kid wear? Jean shorts, white socks, and cutoffs. Well, look, there goes Jason.
The sad thing is, Jason in this episode reminds me so much of Emilio Estevez in The Breakfast Club.
Why?
Because the way he's dressed.
Oh. And then Bulk and Skull are what's his name? The guy that spits and catches it in his mouth.
Uh,
Bender.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. At least he gets something thrown in his face.
I knew that was going to happen. Doesn't Skull trip? Oh, no, I thought Skull tripped over him.
You don't look so good.
No, Alpha, of course a red alert means it's a red alert. Duh. Stupid bell wouldn't... Oh, man, I did not notice that. I had never noticed that before. There's more than one of those alarm things.
Is there?
The...
Oh, just the red alert things?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's... they're not going to pan down below Zordon, but... when they're standing at the main course of the console, I just noticed that there's more than one of them. Mm. It usually only focuses on one, but I saw two in the background.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the Ultra Megazord.
Yeah, the monster is the Ultra Megazord, or the Ultra Dragonzord.
Ultra Dragonzord, yeah.
Yeah. I just hope they get that 20th anniversary Dragon Dagger toy thing right.
Did you see how much it's going to be?
No, I didn't. Last time Spada and I talked about it, there wasn't a price.
Yeah, one of the kids at Toys R Us... found the sheet or whatever, and it's going to be $79.99.
Wow, it better be damn good then, if for that price. Well,
it's supposed to be mostly diecast and make all the original sounds and everything. So, I mean, it's going to be a little bit bigger than the original one. So it's going to be basically going to be a replica.
Right. Yeah. Well, if it's going to be diecast and it's going to have the original sounds, I'd be, you know, $80 is worth it. Yeah, but if it was just going to be a cheap plastic knockoff replica type thing, no. $80 is too expensive. Was this the first time he's ever been inside the actual...
Probably. I don't know. I'd have to go back and really think about it. But he's not in it very much.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's very rare to see Tommy inside the actual Dragonzord. We've seen him on top of it. We've seen him on a rooftop next to it.
I bet it's an American thing.
Probably.
No, maybe not, because then it would show it that little. It show that little guy on top.
Yeah.
He looks like a muscle wrestler.
He looks like something out of Mucha Lucha.
Something. Here, just hold this for a second, would you? Oh, good, I'm back. Great. Why didn't he morph before he went in? Was there a reason? Oh, they don't have their... Does it?
You can't morph in the dark dimension.
Well, I would have brought a sword or something then.
Yeah.
There you go. Just hide back in the mist again.
Yeah.
He's been in there too long. He's been in there for 24 seconds, Kimberly. Shut up. Yeah, what's the reason they didn't send like two or three people in there and just whoop Kovar's butt and take the candle? See, like right now, like Kimberly's just standing around. Why wouldn't they send Kim in too?
I feel like we've seen this before.
What?
If that third section of the little poles there was a little higher, I'd be asking, why are they using King Triton's trident? Mm-hmm. Oh, sped up Megazord sequence.
Run out of time, bro. It's more for time. We need Megazord power. Uh-oh.
The tiny dragon.
That's Nessie, dog. Is it Nessie the Loch Ness Monster?
Yeah.
That's basically what he is.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I don't give a damn.
No, it is.
I never really liked the carrier Zords just because all it does is roll. You know, it's like, I don't know. You can get on and just walk next to it. What's the point? But, I mean, it still looks cool for sure.
With the explosion behind it, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And the fire and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, there goes our boy.
No more powers.
Badass.
It looks better on green than it does on red.
That's only because it started on green. I super don't remember him being the powered up Red Ranger for very long. Does he only use it when he wants to, or what?
Yeah, it's very rare.
Well, to say, I don't remember him doing it like full time.
No, it's very rare between here and White Light.
Now you get the super cool flimsy vest. Let the power protect you now. Surprised they didn't, like, try to take his memory or something. Make him forget about it, you know what I mean?
Well, that happens much later.
He knows their secret.
Oh, you mean about the... Well, he is a Power Ranger now, so, I mean, that's... But as far as the villains trying to take his memory away, that happens much later.
No, I'm saying, like, just erase his memory. Men in Black style.
Oh...
What were we doing? Oh, you was lifting weights at the gym.
Thankfully, Men in Black, the films at least, weren't around at this time.
This is probably like the first episode where like the good guy kind of loses. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You think people really thought he was going to lose his powers?
Mm. I think this is probably the only first and only time they ever kiss or hold hands.
He's like, look, I just lost everything. Let me just, can I have a peck or something? Power Rangers! Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Well, there goes that one, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back with some final thoughts and to close the show out after this.
Kid?
Yes.
Shut up.
Beyond the Night is the GCRN's latest review podcast. We are covering everything in the Knight Rider television universe. From the classic 80s TV series to the 1991 reunion film, Team Knight Rider, and the 2008 relaunch series as well. So join TFG and Mike and Dion the Music Man as they go in-depth in Beyond the Night, only on Geekcast Radio Network. You can find Beyond the Night in iTunes and on www.geekcastradio.com.
Get...
Yes, Michael.
Just keep driving.
All right, we are back. Green Candle. Oh, man. This episode, both of these episodes, part one and part two, are like part one when Spade, like I said before, when Spade and I did that commentary, we did not see that twist with the monster coming in. And part two wrapped it up really nicely. And as you said in the commentary, it's probably, you know, the good guy loses. It's probably one of the first times we've really seen that in Power Rangers, because it's not often that Rita ever won.
Right.
And it won't be often past the first time that Zed shows up. It will not be often that he wins either.
Yeah, this is where they were trying to actually get, where they were actually trying to let Jason David Frank go, but fan demand is what brought him back.
Oh yeah,
he was actually going to be done.
Yeah, that's, thankfully that didn't happen.
Right.
All right. So that's any other thoughts, or do we just want to close this one out?
No, I don't really have anything.
All right. We're gonna go ahead and let you go, ladies and gentlemen. You can find this. find let's see. You can visit our network websites, geekcastradio.com and popculturenetwork.com. You can join the forums at both websites. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Thank you to everyone who has left us feedback in iTunes. You can follow us on Twitter at TF2andMike is mine. You can follow at Geekcast Radio or at Pop Culture Net for all the individual network Twitters. Facebook, you can find Pop Culture Network over there. You can also find Geekcast Radio Network over there. You can find PCN on YouTube, youtube.com/popculturenetwork. Call the voicemail line, tell us, show you the message for, and your name, 502-526-5821. We hope you enjoyed this episode of From the Command Center and wish you'll join us next time as we do commentary on the Season 1 episode of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, Birds of a Feather. For now, I am TFU and Mike with
Scotty Cash.
Thank you for listening. May the power protect you all.
Behold the flame flesh death!
Going back in after the candle!
I'm afraid it's too late, Rangers. The green candle has been extinguished.
What? Then Rita's won?
Aye.
There is only one way to stop the transference of power now. Green Ranger must give up his power coin.
No way. He can't just give up.
There's no other choice, Kim.
By giving his coin to another Ranger, Tommy can prevent Rita from gaining its power. It is the only way.
I guess this is it, huh? Well, it's been great. Oh, Tommy. Don't worry. I'll be all right.
Tommy, I'm so sorry.
No! They've stolen my power! It was mine! And another of my perfect plans ruined!
I'll get them back for this! Zordon and his Power Rangers and that talking tin can too!